Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight it's a pleasure to welcome into our studios here in beautiful downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, a veteran of Rhode Island theater, but a first-timer here on Conducting Conversations, representative of the Rhode Island Youth Theater, the very youthful looking, Anne O'Grady is here. Welcome to the program, Anne.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
It's great to have you with us. We're going to find out everything we want to know about the Rhode Island Youth Theater. This is not something that's brand new, right? This has been going on for a while.
This is our 35th anniversary year. So we started out as Fantasy Works Youth Theater and transitioned after 21 years to Rhode Island Youth Theater. And we have been performing across the state of Rhode Island and also working with partners in schools and youth organizations across the state.
So a 35-year history, and you were involved at the beginning?
I'm the founder.
Well, and you started when you were five.
I'm afraid not. I actually was started out as an academic paper at the University of Connecticut, and I was getting my doctorate and working with the wonderful Dr. Renzulli there, and I did a paper on talent development, and I called it The Real Work of Creating Fantasy, which is I presented the paper on a theater run by young people and where they get to create some of the works, where they got to produce it. They get to be the directors, the choreographers, and presented that paper. And the professor said to me, "You have a tiger by the tail. You must do this."
Wow.
And that was the official beginning of the company.
So I should be calling you Dr. Anne.
I am actually a Dr. Anne, but nobody calls me that.
All right. Well, that's good. Now, we found out something before we went on the air tonight, that you and I have similar backgrounds. As a matter of fact, it was a coincidence where we started the conversation with Aldrich Junior High School. And I said, "Well, I went to Aldrich Junior High School," and you did. And then I said, "Well, I went to Pilgrim," and you said, "You did." And as a matter of fact, we were there at the same time in the same classes. But we never dated, I don't think.
No, I'm afraid not. But we both were very much captivated by the theater program at Pilgrim High School, run by Joyce Donahue.
Absolutely. Incredibly talented. And the late, great Joyce Donahue, as we used to say a few years ago when she passed away, she was an amazing talent, brought theater to a lot of people at Pilgrim High School over the years.
And one of my mentors. So when I first started directing theater, I would call her all the time because I wasn't in the shows. My talent is bringing people together and doing the business end and the producing end of theater. So I would call her and, "Where does one get royalties? How do you find a spotlight?" And she would always be giving me advice. Yeah. Now, particularly was the last year that she lived. She was calling me, "Well, how you doing?" And then she said, finally one day said to me, "You know, you've got this. You don't need my help anymore." And one of the first shows I ever did was for her scholarship fund at Aldrich Junior High School, because she went on to become the drama director at Aldrich Junior High School when she was department chair there in phys ed. Mm-hmm. And I was a teacher there. And so I, you know, got a chance to be in one of her student faculty productions there. So she was a very important person in my life, although I was just an observer of the shows at Pilgrim High School when I was in high school.
Right. And I had the privilege and honor of being in a lot of those shows. So it was it's interesting how our paths crossed. And you're still a Rhode Island person after all these years.
Yes, definitely a Rhode Island person. And I still really enjoy going into schools and doing theater, or going into rec departments and working in theater, and having so many incredibly brilliant young people, maybe 17,000, we figure, or 20,000 young people have come through this company, and they get to be a little bit of a stepping stone for them in right. many cases.
And you have quite a staff, too. If people go online to Rhode Island Youth Theater and check that out, you'll see all the programs that are coming up that we're going to talk about that are coming up this summer, but also quite a large staff of people that help keep that thing going.
There is a large staff, and this year we're very excited that we're also going to be joined by Skills for Rhode Island interns who will be coming in and apprenticing in all aspects of theater. Sound, lighting, stage management.
Costumes, the whole thing.
Yes, so we will be taking a number of students from across the state that signed up through Skills for Rhode Island. So we're really excited about running our program this year in person with them, although we have been working with them for a couple of years in some virtual programming.
Right. Well, let's get a little music involved here and talk about one of the first productions coming up in a few weeks, and then we'll find out more about all the individual programs that you run and the camps and the different schools that you work with. But this first show is Beauty and the Beast, right?
We're doing Beauty and the Beast Junior in collaboration with North Kingston Rec Department. And the junior shows are 1 hour, 10 minute versions of the full shows.
Instead of 2.5 hours or whatever,
yes.
You know, that kind of thing. Okay, so Beauty and the Beast, and we have a couple songs to play. But the first one is one that's very well known called Be Our Guest.
Oh, cher mademoiselle, it is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you here tonight. And now, we invite you to relax. Let us pull up a chair as the dining room proudly presents your dinner. Be our guest, be our guest. Put our service to the test. Tie your napkin round your neck, Sherry, and we provide the rest. Soup du jour, hot or dry, we only live to serve. Try the grey stuff.
Oh, it's delicious.
Don't believe me? Ask the dishes. They can sing, they can dance. After all, miss, this is France, and the dinner here is never second best. Go on and fill your menu, take a glass, and then you'll be our guest. We are guest, be our guest. Beef ragu, cheese souffle, pie and pudding en flambé. We'll prepare and serve with flair a culinary cabaret. You're alone and you're scared, but the banquet's all prepared. No one's gloomy or complaining while the flatter's entertaining. Oh, I do tricks with my fellow candlesticks.
And it's all in perfect taste that you can bet. Come on and lift your glass, you want your own free pass. You'll be our guest.
If you're stressed, it's fun dining, we suggest.
Be our guest, be our guest, be our guest.
Try the soup and the crew from the beach.
for a servant who's not serving. He's not whole without a soul to wait upon. Ah, those good old days when we were useful. Suddenly, those good old days are gone. 10 years we've been rusting, needing so much more than dusting, needing exercise, a chance to use our skin. Most days we just lay around the castle, flabby, fat, and lazy. You walked in it. Oops-a-daisy.
Beauty and the Beast, that was actually the Broadway version. It was a bit longer than I anticipated, so we'll just play one song from that. But, Anne, tell everybody about how they can see this production.
Beauty and the Beast will be at North Kingston High School on June 25th at 7 p.m. and on June 26th at 2 p.m. And you can get tickets through our website at www.riyt.org.
All right, R-I-Y-T for RowanUTheater.org. Remember that, because that'll be true for all the shows that we talk about and all the different programs. And speaking of other shows, another one coming up after that will be Matilda, one I'm not as familiar with as Beauty and the Beast, for sure. But tell us about Matilda.
This is really a popular show right now, especially with the kids, and it certainly deals with bullying and coming-of-age story. And the music is spectacular. The songs that we've picked really tell about the theme of the story, and it's about youth empowerment and how youth can change things. And the students, when we asked what show do you want to do, this was the number one show that they chose was Matilda. Mm-hmm. Yes. Matilda is a two-week summer camp at the Prout School in South Kingston, and it runs July 11th to July 22nd, and shows will be July 22 and July 23 at 7 p.m. at the Prout School in Wakefield.
Okay, now this is for participants ages 7 to 16. Is it too late for people to sign up, or is it still space?
Still space. Everyone is welcome to sign up, and I do want to let everyone know that we have a scholarship program and no one is ever excluded for an inability to pay a registration fee. All the programs we run, we make every effort to be inclusive.
Excellent. All right. Let's listen to a song from Matilda. This one's called Naughty.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. So they say the subsequent fall was inevitable. They never stood a chance. They were written that way. Innocent victims of their story. Like Romeo and Juliet. 'Twas written in the stars before they even met. That love and fate and a touch of stupidity would rob them of the hope of living happily. The ending's rough in a little bit gory. I wonder why they didn't just change their story. We're told we have to do what we are told, but surely sometimes you have to be a little bit naughty. Just because you find that life's not fair, it doesn't mean that you just have to grin and bear it. If you always take it on the chin and wear it, nothing will change. Even if a little you can do a lot, you mustn't let a little thing like little stop you. If you sit around and that thing get on top, you might as well be saying you think that it's okay. And that's not right. And if it's not right, you have to put it right. Platinum blonde hair dye, extra strong. Keep out of reach of children. Oil of violets hair tonic for men. The slip of a bolt, there's a tiny red bolt. The seed of a war in the creak of a floorboard. A storm can begin with a flap of a wing. The tiniest mite packs the mightiest sting. Every day starts with a tick of a clock. All escapes start with a click of a lock. If you're stuck in your story and want to get out, you don't have to cry, you don't have to shout. 'Cause if you're little, you can do a lot. You little stop you. If you sit around and let them get on top, you won't change a thing. Just because you find that life's not fair, it doesn't mean that you just have to grin and bear it. If you always take it on the chin and wear it, you might as well be saying you think that it's okay and that's not right. And if it's not right, you have to put.
Rhode Island Youth Theater is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, very pleased to be sitting with Dr. Ann O'Grady, the executive director of the theater, and we've been finding out about how it all started and the shows that go on. We heard some music from Beauty and the Beast, which will be performed in a few weeks, and then a song from Matilda, and we have another song from Matilda. Ann, tell us a little bit more about that show.
Well, the next song we're going to do is called When I Grow Up. And Matilda is singing, if I think the ending is fixed already, I might as well be saying that it's okay. And that's not right. And it's a story about youth empowerment and how youth can say it's not acceptable. This is how we're going to fight against this. We're going to change things. And it's a tremendous song.
You mentioned something during the commercial break I found interesting, that you saw the show on Broadway, but the impact when the kids do it gives you a whole different feeling, right?
Yes. And I did see it on Broadway, and often a lot of the songs, I will tear hearing our kids sing them.
Right.
It's the impact of seeing, bringing that Broadway experience and having the kids in the state of Rhode Island be able to sing those songs and put the show up in a spectacularly staged way, because we really make that effort to bring in a beautiful set and gorgeous costumes and professional sound, and to make that a big experience for them. And so Matilda is going to be July 22 and July 23 at Prout, but the camp runs July 11 through July 22. It's a two-week camp. Mm-hmm. And so we have openings for all of our programs still.
Excellent. All right, let's listen to When I Grow Up.
When I grow up, I will be tall enough to reach the branches that I need to reach to climb the trees you get to climb when you're grown up. And when I grow up, I will be smart enough to answer all the questions that you need to know the answers to before you're grown up.
And when I grow up, I will eat sweets every day on the way to work, and I will go to bed late every night.
Coming up after Matilda is a show that everyone knows, The Wizard of Oz. And that's quite a production that you are undertaking there.
We are doing The Wizard of Oz, the youth edition, at the historic Park Theater and Event Center, which has been renovated.
In Cranston.
In Cranston, reopening. And we're doing two summer theater programs there. This first one, The Wizard of Oz, will run July 25th to August 5th for the two-week theater camp, and is being directed by two of our alumni, Kelly Hooper and Grant Whitney, who will be coming back to do that along with Cooper Cardone. So they were in it when they were younger. This particular show is the first show I ever directed, which I think is about 280 shows ago.
Wow.
And this one has been one that I've been most involved in here, obviously, just the producer. But a beautiful, beautiful story, and how all of us meet those people on our journey that help mentor us and help us find our confidence to do what we need to do, and how to find the strength within ourselves that we already have to create beautiful things.
Right.
And so we will be doing the Wizard of Oz Youth Edition.
And that Friday. Youth Edition, for the people that haven't quite caught on yet, it's a same storyline, just a shorter version, basically.
Yes. Hour and 10 minutes. We're having a community outreach preview at 10 a.m. on Friday, August 5th. And the way this works is organizations and agencies that work with underserved populations can get free tickets. So we have community action groups
Wait a minute. Free tickets. You're not going to make a lot of money that way.
No, not on that not on that community outreach preview.
Okay.
But we have also reduced price tickets for rec departments and youth groups. And so we're really excited about our 10 a.m. show so that we can make sure we can include everyone in seeing these productions. And then we have the full shows Friday, August 5th and Saturday, August 6th at 7 p.m. also.
So if you haven't been to the New Park Theater yet, here's a great opportunity because it has been, it was great before.
Yes.
And it's been made even better. So check it out and check out this show. We're going to play a little snippet of... We're off to see the wizard, and then we'll go into the very iconic Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Take a short break, and we'll be back with more.
Oh, we're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. We hear he is the wizard of a wiz, if ever a wiz there was. If ever, oh, ever a wiz there was, the Wizard of Oz is one. Because of the wonderful things he does.
Above the chimney tops, that's where you
Island Youth Theater is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, pleased to be sitting with Dr. Ann O'Grady, who was not a doctor when I knew her back in school, but we kind of knew each other. We probably passed each other in the hallways. As we talked about in the first segment, we both went to Pilgrim High School at the same time, graduated at the same time, and that might be as close as we got. I don't know.
No, I don't know. Yeah, I was a fan. I watched you on stage.
Well, I was a fan because you were a cheerleader, right?
Yes, I was a cheerleader. How did you know
see that?
Contribution to the high school experience. I was a cheerleader.
There we go. So we've been talking about the Rhode Island Youth Theater, which Ann is the founder of a few years back. And it does some great things. It gives young people the opportunity to create, perform, and experience, as you say in your logo.
Yes.
And speaking of experience, you're going to have an experience of having a couple very special things come up that are not like, you know, The Wizard of Oz or things that are very well known. These are two brand new pieces of drama, right?
Yes. We're really proud of the fact that we give opportunities for young people to create new musicals. And it's an investment of many years. It doesn't happen quickly. And we have two going up this year, two of our premieres. Treasure Island, a new musical, is an updating of one of the greatest adventure stories of all time. And our alumnus, Christopher Lysak, has written both the book and the music. And this will be performed outdoors right next to Narragansett Beach, where pirates sailed only a few hundred years ago, right off the coast of Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a very unique look at it, of that show, and also in terms of the casting of females and female empowerment. There were female pirates. Very few people know that, but there actually were. And Christopher will be directing this production. It's a two-week summer camp in partnership with Rocky Hill Country Day School, and you can register for the camp's students ages 12 to 18. This is for our older kids, and it's a two-week program that will run July 25 through August 5, and the show will be outdoors on Saturday, August 6th at 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. on the grounds of Rocky Hill Country Day School.
Now, just to clarify, they don't have to have any association with Rocky Hill in order to be part of this, right?
No. Anyone can register. You can go to our website at riyt.org and get the link to register for that. And really, it's going to be performed with a live band, and we're really excited about it. It's been 3 or 4 years in the making. We've gone through staged readings, workshops, had it interrupted with COVID. The original cast grew up, went on to college, and so now it's going to be a new group that will be doing it. And we're hoping that we get some of the most talented teens in the state of Rhode Island to come out and put a mark on a new musical. That's quite a thing to be able to do.
That would be, wouldn't it be wonderful if that took off and became, you know, a full production that could happen around the country?
That would be wonderful. And we've had some that have really done very, very well. We have a second show called Rock Show that we have written. And that one's going up this summer also in collaboration with North Kingston Rec Department. And it is another commissioned piece where we brought back alumni and paid them to write the show. This show is written by Mitchell Cardone. This is his third full musical. He is 24 years old. He, his original, many years ago when he was just young and in our young playwrights program, he wrote a show, The Outcast of Sherwood Forest, that ended up, the production of that show ended up winning the Moss Hart Award, but not just the youth division, the overall Moss Hart Award.
Wow.
He's really very, very talented. This is his third musical at 24. And he's written the book, and his brother, Cooper Cardone, who next year will be a senior at Brown University in the music department, wrote the music. And their mom was in the first show I ever directed. The Wizard of Oz was a lion.
So full
for
circle,
me.
Right?
Full circle. Yes, and we were very fortunate. Rhode Island Foundation Community Grant helped support this, along with Rhode Island State Council of the Arts, North Kingston Arts Council. A lot of people have gotten behind this writing program that we do. So Rock Show is about that rock in Wickford Harbor that has the rune stones on it.
Oh.
But it's written from a point of view of a rock star. So the title is Rock Bottom is a Beautiful Place to Start. And it is told from the point of view of a rock and roll singer. And it's very, very interesting allegory there on how Mitchell has told the story of a rock show. Because I'm like, okay, it's a rock show about a rock. That's how are we going to get people interested in it? And so this has been going on for a couple of years. We've done tours with the town historian, Tim Cranston, to take people all around Wickford, take them to the rock, tell them the stories about it. And been working with the kids who have been doing rock painting in the North Kingston Rec Department. What would you like your legacy to be if you left it on a rock? And this is quite a mysterious, these runes. And that's what the story's about. What is the message?
All right. Sounds very, very interesting.
And that one will go up. It's a one day only. It's another outdoor show performed with a live band. And there's a two-week camp, which will be restricted to North Kingston residents, and it's almost filled right now. But there's, I think, probably about 7 or 8 more openings. The show itself will be on Saturday, August 27th at 2 p.m. and 4 p.m., and it's a free performance at the band shell, outdoor band shell at the beach.
Excellent. All right. We're going to close out the program this evening with a show that's very well known to listeners of this station, and myself in particular, The Music Man, Jr. And that's something you're going to be putting on towards the end of the season, right?
Yes, and that will be our final production for the summer at the Historic Park Theater and Event Center. And we're really excited about this production, about the con man Harold Hill and his boys band, only in this case it'll be a co-ed band. And this show is currently on Broadway. And
yes, it is. Really, Hugh Jackman.
Yes. And
he's not coming to the Park Theater, probably.
No, he's not coming to the Park Theater.
But you never know.
But you never know. Yes, we've had amazing people come through our programming that end up on Broadway.
Well, let's get a little flavor of the show, give everybody a taste of it with one of the iconic pieces. This is called You Got Trouble.
A pool table, don't you understand? Friend, either you're closing your eyes to a situation you do not wish to acknowledge, or you are not aware of the caliber of disaster indicated by the presence of a pool table in your community. Well, you got trouble, my friend. Right here, I say trouble right here in River City. Why, sure, I'm a billiard player. Certainly mighty proud to say I'm always mighty proud to say it. I consider that the hours I spend with a cue in my hand are golden. Help you cultivate horse sense and a cool head and a keen eye. Did you ever take and try to find an ironclad lead for yourself from a 3-rail billiard shot? But just as I say, it takes judgment, brains, and maturity to score in a balk line game, I say that any boob can take and shove a ball in a pocket. And I call that sloth the first big step on the road to the depths of degrade. I say first, medicinal wine from a teaspoon, then beer from a bottle. And the next thing you know, your son is playing for money in a pinchback suit. And listening to some big out-of-town Jasper, hearing him tell about horse race gambling. Not a wholesome trotting race, no, but a race where they set down right on a horse. Like to see some stuck-up jockey boy sitting on Dan Patch? Make your blood boil? Well, I should say. Now, friends, let me tell you what I mean. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pockets in a table. Pockets that mark the difference between a gentleman and a bum, with a capital B, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. And all week long, your River City youth will be frittering away. I say your young men will be frittering. Frittering away there, noontime, supper time, chore time too. Get the ball in the pocket. Never mind getting dandelions pulled or the screen door patched or the beach tank pounded. Never mind pumping any water till your parents are caught with a cistern empty on a Saturday night, and that's trouble. Yes, you got lots and lots of trouble. I'm thinking of the kids in the Knickerbocker, shirt-tailed young ones, peeking in the pool hall window after school. You got trouble. Folks right here in River City. Trouble with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. Now I know all you folks are the right kind of parents. I'm going to be perfectly frank. Would you like to know what kind of conversation goes on while they're loafing around that hall? They'll be trying out Bevo, trying out Cubabs, trying out TaylorMades like cigarette fiends, and bragging all about how they're going to cover up a telltale breath with Sen Sen one fine night. They leave the pool hall, heading for the dance at the armory. Libertine men and scarlet women and ragtime. Shameless music that'll grab your son, your daughter, with the arms of the jungle, animal instinct, masteria. Friends, the idle brain is the devil's playground. Trouble.
Oh, we got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here in River City.
Where the capital T and that rhymes with P and that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
We've surely got trouble.
We've surely got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
Gotta figure out a way to keep the young ones moral after school.
Our children gonna have trouble.
Mothers of River City,
trouble.
Heed that warning before it's too late. Watch for the telltale signs of corruption. The minute your son leaves the house, does he rebuckle his knickerbockers below the knee? Is there a nicotine stain on his index finger? A dime novel hidden in the corn crib? Is he starting to memorize jokes from Cap'n Billy's whiz-bang? Are certain words creeping into his conversation? Words like swell, and so's your old man. What if so, my friends? You got trouble.
Oh, we got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here in River City.
Where the capital T and that rhymes with P and that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
We've surely got trouble.
We've surely got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
Remember the Maine, Plymouth Rock, and the Golden Rule.
Our children gonna have trouble.
Oh, we got trouble. We're in terrible, terrible trouble. That game with the 15 numbered balls is a devil's tool.
Devil's tool.
Oh, yes, we got trouble, trouble, trouble.
Oh, yes, we got trouble.
With a T. Gotta rhyme it with P. And that stands for pool.
Well, You Got Trouble is certainly familiar to me and a lot of the audience at WCRI as a very popular show, The Music Man, and Rhode Island Youth Theater will be putting that on. What I want to do, Ann, is take this next couple minutes just to wrap up and give you an opportunity to talk about some of the incredible staff you have at your organization. Tell us about them.
Well, over the 35 years, we've had a lot of young people who've gone through starting performing with us and then eventually becoming staff and going on to do professional work. But currently this year, I have with me longtime friend Nancy Hilna, who some of those people who have gone to Theater by the Sea have seen her in Nonsense. Nancy was known for being one of the original nuns in Nonsense off-Broadway and toured with Phyllis Diller and Joanne Worley. And she's just been a lifelong friend. And
great
she'll
career.
Music direct The Music Man. And it's being directed by Chelsea Cook, our relatively new director of education. She's been with us for 4 years. And Connor Buonocorsi, who was a student in our shows, but he's also performed at Theater by the Sea in Ocean State Theater and auditioned on Broadway for Matilda and made it really right, very close to the finals, but unfortunately had a growth spurt when he was a kid.
Most hate that when that happens.
Music Man staff will also be joined by 5 or 6 students I have yet to meet from Skills for Rhode Island. We'll be picking our staff that will be the apprentices on this program. And we have Cooper Cardone coming in for that staff too, who, you know, is a fabulous composer and sound person for us. And it's going to be a great group of people. And Norma Malachowski, my longtime camp manager, who's a teacher. And I will also be a big part of that company, costuming along with Christine Zrom, my longtime costumer who started with our company and has been costuming our shows since she was 16 years old. And so good, looking forward to Music Man.
All right. Well, it sounds like an amazing opportunity for lots of youth. As you mentioned, thousands and thousands have gone through the system, and hopefully there'll be thousands and thousands more in the next few years. And that's the Rhode Island Youth Theater. If you'd like information about it, go to their website. It's very simple. It's just the abbreviation, RIYT.org. And you can find out about all the opportunities to check out and support the Rhode Island Youth Theater. Ann O'Grady is the executive director. Ann, thanks so much for coming in today and explaining to our audience a little bit about your programs.
Thank you for having me.
It's great. We're going to go out now with one more song from the very famous Music Man, probably one of the iconic march tunes of any musical ever, and it's called 76 Trombones, and we'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations.
Please, folks, may I have your attention, please? Attention, please. I can deal with the troubled friends with a wave of my hand, this very hand. Please observe me if you will. I'm Professor Harold Hill, and I'm here to organize a River City Boys band. Oh, think, my friends, how can any pool table ever hope to compete with a gold trombone? Ra, 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 da, 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 ra, ra. Remember, my friends, what a handful of trumpet players did to the famous, fabled walls of Jericho. Oh, billiard parlor walls come a-tumbling down. Oh, a band'll do it, my friends. Oh, yes, I said a boys band. Do you hear me? I said River City gotta have a boys band, and I mean she needs it today. Well, Professor Harold Hill's on hand. River City's gonna have her boys band. As sure as the Lord made little green apples, and that band's gonna be in uniform. Johnny, Willie, Teddy, Fred. And you'll see the glitter of crashing cymbals. And you'll hear the thunder of rolling drums and the shimmer of trumpets. Tantara! And you'll feel something akin to the electric thrill I once enjoyed when Gilmore, Liberati, Pat Conway, the great creator, W.C. Handy, and John Philip Sousa all came to town on the very same historic day. 76 trombones led the big parade, with 110 cornets close at hand. They were followed by rows and rows of the finest virtuosos, the cream of every famous band. 76 trombones caught the morning sun, with 110 cornets right behind. There were more than 1,000 reeds springing up like weeds. There were horns of every shape and kind. There were copper bottom timpani and horse platoons, thundering, thundering all along the way. Double bell euphoniums and big bassoons, each bassoon having his big fat say. There were 50 mounted cannon in the battery, thundering, thundering louder than before. Clarinets of every size and trumpeters who'd improvise a full octave higher than the score.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.